In the popular culture these days, farms are either weird, spooky places or else punchlines.
Green Acres is the place to be.
But what about the look and feel and poetry of real farms and farmers in 2004? What's that like? That's what we're trying to figure out today on this post-harvest, post-turkey and mashed potatoes and cranberries edition of Studio 360. And to talk with me about the culture around agriculture is the New York Times writer Verlin Klinkenberg. He is the author of The Rural Life and Making Hay, and he lives on a farm 100 and some odd miles due north of here. Verlin Klinkenberg, welcome to Studio 360.
Hi, Kurt.
Now, you grew up in a little farming town in Iowa?
Yeah, a town of about 3,000 in north central Iowa. Surrounded by farms, it was the kind of town you could look all the way across, see cornfields on the far side of town.
So unlike my relatively urban childhood in Omaha, where people think I was connected with the farm country and wasn't at all, it was ever present for you.
It was absolutely ever present. Half the kids in my class were farm kids. They were, in a way, mysterious to us because they really came from the country every day into class. And they had lives that were much more complicated and much more responsible, in a way, than the town kids. But the fact is, my dad, as a music teacher, had been a farm kid. And he thought it was important for us to get exposed to the farm. So I spent a good chunk of each summer with my aunts and uncles up in northwestern Iowa, basically getting in the way, being a nuisance, but getting a feel for what it was they did. You know, this was from 1954 to 1963. So it was really the peak of Midwestern, the best way to say it is fullness, really. The towns were full. The schools were full. It was just at a point where television was beginning to come in, where there was a source of external culture. But most of what mattered to the town was, in a certain sense, made right there. I mean, I remember going to the town park in the summer, and where my dad, the band director, would give these local band concerts every single week. And everybody turned out for them. There was a sense that it came from us. We had to witness it ourselves. We had to make it ourselves. And a lot of that's changed.
It sounds, I mean, to hear that now, it sounds like you lived in the 19th century.
In a certain sense, we did live in the 19th century because we were still living within what was a relatively intact economic and social relationship to the countryside. It's funny, though. You go back to my dad's town, which was Rock Rapids and George, Iowa, up in the very northwest corner. I've gone back and looked at the town histories from the early 20th century, and it was astonishing. They had musical societies, dramatic societies. It was as if they felt the responsibility to create a completely coherent and intact culture on their own. The self-organizing quality of that local culture was really very strong.
You live on a farm today?
A tiny one, and I hesitate to call it a farm.
But you do farm things. It's not just a guy with a country house.
Yeah, that's right. Let me explain my reluctance about farm. Because I have so many farmers in the family, and I know what their real work is and how committed they are to it. I mean, the fact that I raise a couple of pigs every summer, first of all, it cracks them up. They just find it hilarious that I want to come out to Iowa and talk pigs with them. And really, once you start to raise pigs, you realize it's the most gratifying conversation you can have with anyone. To sit down and talk pig for a couple hours is really just it's hard to explain how gratifying it is, but it is gratifying. So we raise a couple of pigs every summer. We barter one or sell one. We raise chickens. We raise ducks. We raise geese. We have a very big vegetable garden, all that sort of stuff. It's just a way, really, of getting to a point where we can try to step away from industrialized food with all of its problems and really raise something that we know more about but also that tastes much better.
Are there paintings, poems, music that for you resonate with the farm, the countryside?
Well, I think the classic ones are people like Thomas Hart Benton and Grant Wood and John Stuart Curry. They are the figures who defined that rural imagination for me when I was growing up because there was a muscularity to their conception of what farmland looked like. Those rolling hills of Grant Wood, the sort of muscular structure of Benton's paintings, they're all very vigorous. But In a way, they also always capture the human in that context. It's always about the scale of the human against that backdrop. And they were still painting at a time when the scale of the human against that agricultural backdrop meant something. That's been lost almost entirely now. I'm trying to imagine what art would arise from modern industrial agriculture. I can't imagine it would be, in a sense, a kind of brutalist art, because the terms of the elements it's dealing with are themselves brutal.